proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Greetings to our listening audience today. Thank you for your interest in our daily program. We appreciate your tuning in. I'm John Lawrence, Director of Ministries here at IBJM. I wanted to talk with you about some tracts that we have available for you for the Jewish holidays that are coming up very soon now. For Rosh Hashanah, for instance, Feast of Trumpets, the Jewish New Year, we have one called The Three Books, which is a tract that reflects the Jewish idea that they have to work or accomplish mitzvahs, as they call them, good works, to get into the Book of Life for the coming year. But of course, there's nothing sure about their relationship with God, even if they do get inscribed according to their thinking. They still have to come around next year and go through the same process. It's very uncertain. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is of course the highest holy day of Judaism, and on that day, the high priest made atonement for the sins of the people. Jesus, however, remember, made atonement once and for all, as the book of Hebrews in the New Covenant teaches, and he is the great high priest, giving us full and immediate access to a holy God. The tract we offer, Is This Your Day of Atonement?, confronts Jewish people with the truth that salvation is not something you or I have to do, but it's rather something that has already been done. It's been accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross, now offered to us as a gift, full and free, to all who would accept it, Jew and Gentile alike. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Animal sacrifices and good works cannot accomplish that. They can't take away your sin, but Jesus Christ. Then we have the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah, which is celebrated at the very end of the year, usually fairly close to Christmas. We have an excellent tract for that, called The Truth About Hanukkah, that relates Hanukkah to Jesus as the Messiah, who is, after all, as he said, the light of the world. The Jewish people believed that God miraculously provided for oil for the temple lamps when there was none left in order to rededicate the temple after it had been defiled by Antiochus Epiphanes back before the time of Christ, about 170 years before Christ, actually. It is always a very joyful celebration. It was good news that the temple was delivered out of the hands of the unbelieving pagans. They believed that the oil allowed that light to shine brightly through the darkness of those times and events, bringing a new day of Jewish devotion to their God, who had delivered them once again from their enemies. Jesus came as a light into the darkness of a sinful world. Other holiday tracts are available too. There's one for Purim. There's several for the spring feasts, like Passover. These tracts are offered in packets of 25 on simply a love offering basis. Don't charge for them. We don't ask you to pay for them. They're available to churches and individuals alike. Then if you want to give a gift when you receive your tracts, that would be up to you. If you would like to order some, please contact us at area code 423-876-8150, and you will want to speak with Mrs. Glenda McGuirt. The Jewish holidays are a very special time for Jewish people and provide an opportunity to us as Christians to send a card or even give such a contact a small gift sometimes. And you may find an open door then to give a tract or to share a gospel witness. The important thing is to develop relationships with your Jewish contacts, and then to be very aware of the leading of the Holy Spirit when He may provide an occasion for a divine, prepared appointment with that Jewish person in your conversation with them. Perhaps your pastor would like some of these tracts for your church's tract rack. If so, give us a call today and order some for your church.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.